In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So last night at the Golden 1 Center, it was just a sandwich of bad losses at the Golden 1 Center as they took a trip to Utah in the middle of all of that. But perhaps the most noteworthy incident occurred on a Wednesday during the game against the Phoenix Suns. Again, a game in which the Kings trailed by 25 for most of the first half, tried to fight back a little bit in the third quarter, but the clip that circulated, not just amongst Kings fans, but it really did dominate social media until the football games got going on Thanksgiving.
And when he says social media, he means national social media.
No, I'm everywhere. I'm talking, because you know I don't spend much time on it was on Instagram. It was on TikTok. There were multiple angles. There was like a multi-angle. I should have sent this one to you guys. I don't know how the person did this. It was a multi. They must have accumulated all of the videos that they found, because it was like a multi-view camera angle of the incident with a fan behind the Kings bench who we know is Delvin Carter. He's the good one of the two D Carters in Sacramento.
Come on.
And Zach LaVine. Again, it was all over social media. It was the most dominant conversation at Run to Feed the Hungry on Thanksgiving morning. And I'm not sure exactly how many DMs we've got with the video being forwarded to us, the subsequent response being forwarded to us. And the first thing that I thought when I saw the clip was, well, this is probably the most indicative description of this fan base's feelings towards this particular basketball team at this moment in time. Mm. I just want to stand up and yell at them. And Delvin did that. Delvin just stood up and started yelling at Zach LaVine. Now, there's various accounts of what happened, and Delvin talked to our man Matt George. Of course, he posted his own explanation of what happened on his social media account. And yeah, man, social media ate this up. And most Kings fans are ready to put a statue of Delvin up at the Golden 1 Center.
It's funny. So I had a busy week this week. I was at that game on Wednesday too. And
you took the trip to Utah also, didn't you? Goodness gracious.
I don't think I'll ever be in Utah. Not well at some point. I just don't know when. I don't know when I'll be in Utah. Kings, Jazz,
and he's a big fan of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives or whatever that show is called.
Kings, Jazz, in the playoffs. I'll go to Utah.
Ugh.
But
Can you imagine another reason having to be in Utah?
No. No, I can't. But Tony Jones says it's a nice place. Lived there. Covers Jazz says it's a nice place.
First impressions are everything. I was in Utah once, and it was the only place when driving across the country that we felt unsafe and left. That's an honest-to-God story. We pulled into that hotel. It was like, something doesn't feel right. That guy was casing our car. We need to leave. And we left.
Get out of here.
That's a shoot. Like, we absolutely left. Drove right out of there.
But I was in somewhere in the third quarter or whatever the case may be. This Phoenix Suns fan was who had been up and kind of boisterous for much of the game. He was intoxicated. You could tell. He just kept doing more and more. Like, security and the people behind him were like getting more and more agitated and talking to him more and more. And eventually, you know, I tweeted. I said, "Hey, there's a disruptance, you know, behind the Suns bench." I will keep you updated. Like, it doesn't looks like it's developing. It was like a 20-point game.
So. There's a disruption behind the Kings bench. I'm Kenny Caraway, live from the Golden One Center, and we'll keep you updated. That's
hell yeah, exactly how it was.
Reporter Kenny.
So then he ends up getting thrown out, and you know, I was like, "Oh man, update." He got thrown out and got a little physical at the end, but you know, he got thrown
physicals
out. Got a little aggressive at the end, whatever. So then I go and see my guys. Shout out Bo. Shout out Scott Greer. They're up at the Sierra Nevada. I go check them out because the game is looking like it's done or whatever. And I'm talking to them, and we're not even at the edge, so I don't really see what's going on with the game. So then I go back when I leave them and check the Twitter. Like, nah, that wasn't a Suns fan. That was a Kings fan, and he had a Kings jacket on. I said, no, I know that jersey. It's the little City Connect Suns jersey. It said Booker 1. That was a Suns fan. No, you had it wrong, man. That was a Kings. I said, what are you talking about? Then somebody shows me the video. I said, somebody else got thrown out? And then I looked. I said, oh, no, not Delvin. Oh, wait. Delvin always there. He's in the building all the time. I don't know him like that, but I've met him a couple of times. I'm like, wait, what happened? And, you know, you see the video, you see what happened, you see how it went down. And then the next day, he talks about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I was of the belief, I said, you know what? I think both parties were well within their right. Play on, nothing to see here. Because if you're Delvin and you're a Kings
fan. Is it Devlin? Devlin?
I could be wrong. I thought it was Delvin.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. You have the right to voice your displeasure with how your favorite team is playing. As long as it's respectful, it's not disrespectful, calling people out their name, using profanity. You could do that. From everything that I can see, that's what happened. He didn't call anybody out their name, or at least initially, or nothing like that. It was nothing like that. It's fine. And if you're Zach LaVine or anybody else on that bench, you can tell him to go home.
What else can
you? Well, how, okay. Only select few can.
Well,
not everybody
can. Yeah, not everyone can.
It's Devlin, by the way.
Devlin, my bad, Devlin. My bad. You can tell him, like, yeah, kick rocks. Once you open up that line of communication, it's a two-way street, baby. It's a two-way street, and that doesn't give Zach the right to be disrespectful back. And his response, I didn't think was disrespectful. I thought it was perfectly fair on both ends. And, you know, Devlin, you know, got animated and got after that happened. Like, it was one of those things like, yeah, come on, man. If you're not going to calm down, like, yeah, you got to go right now. Once again, and I'm glad it didn't happen, doesn't mean you're gone forever, but go cool off. Mm-hmm. Like, go cool off. I thought everything about that was, it was unfortunate, but I thought everything was fair, both sides.
Well, it was unfortunate that it had to happen.
Everything about it was unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fair play on both sides.
Yeah, I think the important things is Devlin would never called the man out his name. Mm-hmm. Never talked, you know, out of pocket. Zach didn't either. I don't love interactions like that between fans and athletes.
Neither do I.
That's just me, though. If you feel that's the way things should be and can be, then, like, salute. I just don't. Yeah, I don't know. That's probably just maybe a hypersensitivity to it. Like, I get virtually everyone is frustrated and annoyed with the way this basketball team is playing. I think a very healthy majority of this fan base, both on social media and in arena, might be a little frustrated with Zach LaVine. And when you sit in seats like that, you're a fan, mm-hmm. right? You're locked in on the team. Like, you're locked in on that game, and you know what you're watching. Again, it's not how I would do things. It's not something I genuinely, like, appreciate or respect. But he didn't say anything out of pocket, disrespectful. Because I think part of it is you always feel like that stuff can lead to something else. And both people are at, like, there is an invisible wall there. Mm-hmm. And there are fans who know that and react in certain ways. And there are, interactions that often happen between fans and athletes. Like, depending on who you believe, DeMarcus Cousins might have been traded from the Sacramento Kings because of an interaction that he had with a fan. Again, just on what you choose to believe. But there's moments like if Zach responds a certain way, he gets fined. Devlin got, escorted out. Like, no one's going to win in this situation. Maybe it was good for business. It created a social media moment. It's not good for social media because it genuinely made the Kings look stupid because no one went, that guy's out of line. Mm-hmm. He was basically like, hey, look, one guy spoke for an entire fan base.
Nobody here said that. Nationally, and people kind of like you and me, were like, yo, these people bugging, talking about fans. Like, y'all tripping. Mm. And like I said, I rock with Devlin, but I don't care how much you pay to sit there. I don't care. Like, that doesn't give you carte blanche. That don't give you the right to say whatever you want or whatever you think. I think locally, because I saw it on both ends. Locally, yeah, he's right. Statue for him. Outside of Sacramento and outside of King's Twitter, people are like, yo, these fans is wilding.
Yeah, I didn't really see a lot of national media commentary on it. I saw it hit national media
And it wasn't national accounts. Media. It was like national people outside of Sacramento Twitter accounts.
That's, okay,
that I know and follow.
Yeah.
That have a lot of following. So it wasn't like Ryan Clark saying something.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. It's not my way of being a fan. And there's obviously consequences to it, and I'm sure there have been. Conversations had. Was he there yesterday?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
He was back in the seat.
He dap up Zach?
I don't think so. Nah, I don't think so.
We'll come back, man. We'll talk more Kings basketball. We'll get to the 49ers victory as well. The 49ers just quietly winning football games. And, man, what a shakeup it was over the weekend starting on Thursday. It was a great week in the NFL. We'll touch on all of that. Stephen McCasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play. With 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games, sky's the limit at Sky River Casino.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
No, man, a little out of control here. A couple of quick notes.
Some of your guys' names are out of control.
Well, I don't think that's their fault entirely. Like, there's some weird things going on over there on Google / YouTube. This Wednesday, December 3rd, you could join Dusty Baker at the Nugget Market in Granite Bay for a wine tasting, an autograph signing, a photo op, and just a hangout time. He's going to be there. Dusty Baker is going to be there from 5 to 7. And you can just pull up in the store, grab a bottle of wine. These bottles of wine, I cannot express this enough. They'll make an incredible gift for a baseball fan.
Yes.
The wine with the Dusty Baker autograph on it is, and we've seen them. We have given them out. We've handed them to people. It is spectacular.
Yeah.
Just absolutely. It's perfect because of the baseball stitch on the logo. So you can have, you know, grab a great bottle of wine, one to keep sealed and the commemorative autograph bottle, the other one to drink. It is a absolutely terrific gift, and you can accomplish all of this by showing up at the Nugget Market in Granite Bay from 5 to 7 p.m. This Wednesday. Dusty Baker was going to be there. I'm going to make my way over there once this show wraps up and get some things done here, spend some time with Dusty, so you can come through, man. It's a great time anytime you could spend time with Dusty Baker.
Absolutely, man. And like you said, man, a great Christmas gift. That 715, that Hammer and Hank joint.
Man, come on, man. 755.
Like, 755, excuse me. That's the one that you get one to drink and one to keep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like you get them two. Whoever you're buying it for, whether it's yourself or it's a gift, you get two. You get one to just kind of sit there and be there as a keepsake, but you absolutely want to taste it too, though.
Oh yeah, pause. It's on point. It's on point. Can we get that sound isolated for your boy real quick? Dusty Baker, 5 to 7 p.m. this Wednesday at the Nugget Market in Granite Bay.
Shout out Filthy McNasty. Bake your wine.
No,
let me go ahead and get that.
That's not even
get
a
that
thing.
Up there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not even a thing.
Filthy with his first win of the season.
No, shout out Filthy. Shout out Filthy. I think he ordered a sweatsuit this past weekend over on DLoandKC.com. Just a quick note, I did put up a Cyber Monday discount because the discounts is going crazy. It is it's out of control at my house right now. I'm taking advantage of Cyber Monday right now. It's no good. When Black Friday hit, I was like, they're going to throw 10% all of this on Monday. Sure enough, they did. Because of the way these new sweatsuits are made and priced, the best discount we could do for the site is 20%. I know we've done 30 in the past, but the best we could do, because this is super high-end stuff, you don't have to put in any code or anything like that. You can go to DLoandKC.com, add the stuff to your cart. It's 20%, just like that. I think you guys will love this stuff if you haven't ordered yours yet. It's pretty amazing. It's great to see Zay and Jasmine out at Run to Feed the Hungry. They always got their Dealing with KC gear. We saw Cud and Pete and Alfonso and a whole host of others out there as well. Many rocking Dealing with KC gear. So we appreciate that, man. Thank you guys so much.
I gotta hop on that Cyber Monday, man. I gotta hop on that.
Well, the sweatsuits are on point. You do have a discount of a different variety, but if you want to purchase yours that way too, you most definitely can. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we were talking about Devlin. For those who heard me say it wrong earlier, my bad to the brother man out there doing his thing. Devlin and Zach and their interaction on Wednesday night. We were talking about that before. And one of the things that I came to the realization of is Zach LaVine needs to leave. Now this is in part, like, everybody's going to agree with this.
Yeah.
Right? But number one, he needs to leave because it's just not working out. Number two, he needs to leave because he is the poster child of everything wrong. Mm. And that's not fair. Like, that's not fair. Like, people will talk about Zach LaVine, don't play no defense. While Zach, James Hamm, who hates Zach LaVine, Doug Christie, all these guys will say Zach has competed his ass off on the defensive end this year. Like, he's worked hard. Mm-hmm. He's a better defender than we gave him credit. Everybody will say that, but guess what? Nobody cares. Because for whatever reason, maybe that's the guy that Vivek liked. That's who he got traded for. People will continue to look at him as why everything is wrong. And his demeanor doesn't help either. Like, he's a guy that's really even-keeled, doesn't really get up or down either way, and that could fairly or unfairly be perceived as somebody who doesn't care. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put that on him. I've known people close to Zach. I've heard he's, you know, kind of full of himself or whatever. But I've met him once. They seem like a nice enough guy. Don't really have a problem. I don't know him. That's the whole point. I don't know him to see him and say he don't care about nothing or he's not working hard. But none of that matters. People look at the Kings right now, and it doesn't matter what Zach is doing on a night-to-night basis, on a play-to-play basis, it's all his fault. He stinks. He's the reason why we're in the predicament that we're in outside of Vivek. Nothing good. And Kings fans were fantastic. We just had this. But, oh, they hate this man. Mm-hmm. Nothing good will come of him staying here. He needs to go. I mean, we even got to the point now, and I'm not going to say these are Kings fans, but this is what I will say. When you applaud behavior like Devlin and say, like, I would have done the same thing. He'd speak for me. It's a gateway. It's a gateway to the things that happens to Zach LaVine's wife on Instagram. Mm-hmm. When you say, like, no, this is cool, it's a gateway for the lunatic fringe to come in there and do real disrespectful stuff. Mm-hmm. That's not cool at all. So he'll never get the benefit of doubt in the city. he needs to just go.
Yes, he does. He absolutely does. It was never going to work because of the, it was never going to work because of how he got here. Mm-hmm. Like if Zach had gotten here in some other form or fashion that didn't involve De'Aaron Fox, maybe it wouldn't have worked, but I don't think he would have. If this is a video game and you have, you know, four lives before the game's over, three were dead. He basically had one chance and he had to be perfect, right, to get through the whole video game. Right. You had to beat the final boss with this one guy. No lives left. You had to get all the way through it, or you were gonna die, mm-hmm, in the eyes of the fan base. And obviously he wasn't perfect. And he did die. And this that was last year. Mm-hmm. That wasn't even this season. This fan base was not happy with this trade. They were not happy with how last season turned out. They're certainly not happy with the way that the offseason went. And all of that is leading to this situation where this team is dreadfully bad. And you're, man, that is a flawless explanation. Zach LaVine is the poster child of it. Mm-hmm. And everyone is going to have an opinion on the way that the De'Aaron Fox trade should have been handled. And some of it is rooted in reality. Some of it is rooted completely in fantasy. But they know the outcome we got is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. And Zach is never... It was clear really quick. I think it was clear really quickly last year. Zach LaVine didn't have a chance here. Mm. He was going to be a part, if this team had any type of success this season, he was going to be a reason why, and the fan base was never going to care. Yeah. Turns out that's not going to be a concern this year.
No, don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry about that at all.
Don't worry about that. But I just, you know, because not saying anybody else doesn't. I'm not insinuating that. But sometimes when I see things like I did with the insiders, when they're like, oh yeah, I just went back to ISO ball in the fourth quarter, I was like, well, let me go watch and make sure that's what happened. I don't think that's what happened, in my opinion, from what I saw. Same thing happens when you talk about Zach LaVine not playing defense and doing this and that. Not a perfect player by any means, not a defensive stalwart by any means. But you just kind of go back and watch him out there. I mean, I think he's working hard on the defensive end. I don't feel like he's mailing it in on the defensive end. I don't think he's perfect. I don't think he has great instincts or uses those instincts all the time on the defensive end like you would want him to. But I see a lot of the times when he's out there trying. He's trying to be the best defender that he can be. And that doesn't matter.
But yes, I think the problem with that is the best defender he could be is probably still bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the line that you and Jesse love to use all of the time about you're getting excited over a single, the line from Little Big League or whichever movie that is. I think that's what Zach LaVine's defensive effort is. I shouldn't say effort. I'm sorry.
That's what happened. That you just did it, but that's what happens. People look at him, his best being, I think it's been average this year. His best being average. And equate that to him not trying or not caring.
Yes, it's not his effort. I think it's his ability. The way it should be phrased is his defensive ability. And it's his best probably still isn't very good. Or at best, as you just said, maybe it's average. And that's when he's engaged. And I think what led to the moment on Wednesday wasn't engagement, it was like attention. There's plays where it looked like he didn't know what was happening on the floor, didn't know where the ball was. Mm-hmm. And you know, social media will be quick to go through a game and start pulling together clips of, you know, a low light reel, so to speak. Yeah. And it was those low light reels from that Phoenix Suns game, and Zach LaVine, because of what happened with Devlin, was all over the place. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to find it, you could find it. In fact, if you didn't want to find it, you were going to see it. It was Complex put it up on their page. Right. Not DJ Complex, Complex the magazine.
Right.
It was on ESPN. It was on Bleach Report. It was on every Instagram account, TikTok account, Twitter account, I'm sure. And he just was never going to win. No. And
a lot of people have hated Zach LaVine from the moment he got here. And some of it, not even him. It's like how he got here or why he was here and all this other stuff. But they are just waiting for the moment where he ain't going to be here no more. And in the meantime, they just pick apart everything he does, pick about all the negative stuff that he does on a consistent basis, and go at him for that. And like I said earlier, Zach LaVine doesn't do himself any favors because he's, once again, just real nonchalant, real cavalier attitude towards things. And that comes off a certain way.
I think sometimes Kings fans, and I think that's the the true story of what happened with Devlin. And what is it? Is it SIA Collective?
I've always said Sia Collective.
Sia Collective,
but I don't know if that's exactly. But I've been following him for almost a decade, and it's his stuff, man. So I've always said it that way.
I think the reason that people reacted the way that they did to him in that clip, or I should say Kings fans, the reason that they reacted to it is because sometimes you just want somebody to throw something and show that they care, right? And he was a representative for a lot of Kings fans. It'd be a stretch to say all of them, but a lot of them. And I think with Zach, and perhaps with DeMar too, they want him to Danny Green slam the table, you know, throw James's microphone. Just get asked a question and like be angry, show like an emotion. And that doesn't, in the end, what does that accomplish? Absolutely nothing. Right. It accomplishes nothing.
To me, that's not sensible.
But no, it's absolutely, like no, nothing. There's nothing sensible about
not
any.
Sensible at
there's
all.
Nothing sensible about any
right.
of this.
You're right.
There's nothing sensible about any of this. But it's like he cares. Oh, yeah, he cares. It's like, you know, it's like De'Aaron, you know, I'm not going to yell. That's not me. Like, I'm not going to fuss and scream and yell. Like, I talk to the guys. Like, we talk. And it was like, De'Aaron, he took leadership as yelling and like, you know, grabbing guys. Hey, we got to do it this way. And this is how it has to be. Look at your boy in Pittsburgh. What's your boy in Pittsburgh? He ripped apart his team yesterday. That's not leadership.
Right.
There is no, there is nothing about what he did that's leadership. There is nothing about yelling that makes you a leader. And we said that when De'Aaron used to say that, you know, years ago. It's not what we're asking you to do. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're talking about. There is nothing about flipping a table over at a press conference that equates. That doesn't even mean you care. Right. It just means you showed a bit of emotion. And I think sometimes, well, at this point, that ship has sailed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think Kings fans have, they do you have a pulse? Like, it's like the, you do this a lot, but I think a lot of people echo your sentiments. After the fifth layup, you're not getting a sixth. Because you're going to feel this next foul. This is going to be a full-on Russell Westbrook foul. There's no chance that ball is getting close to the rim. And fans will applaud that, but not because it's malicious or it's dirty, but it shows that you're aware of a situation, you're frustrated, you're as frustrated as they are, and you're acting on it. Mm-hmm. No one on this team outside of Russell Westbrook is doing that. Zach's not doing it. DeMar's not doing it. Domas isn't doing it. Even the beloved Keegan Murray isn't doing it. Keon Ellis isn't doing it. Oh, Keegan Murray will foul you on a three, and it'll go in, and then Doug, he'll get benched. That'll happen. But you want a foul to be felt? Better call Russ.
Yeah.
I think he's the only one on the roster that's going to do it.
Yeah.
The point in all of that was it's a physical reaction that will get you an emotional reaction. And sometimes you just want an emotional reaction to be positive with this basketball team in the midst of all this negativity. And that's what Devlin was.
Mm-hmm.
He was a physical reaction. To outsiders, as you pointed out earlier, it looked crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with this man? He's at a professional basketball game in which he obviously paid a lot of money to be there, and he is losing his mind. Every single person who follows this basketball team was like, yep. Yep, that's my man right there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you knew who that man was before Saturday or not, that's your man today.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave you the reaction that Kings fans have wanted.
The ironic thing about that is, to a certain degree, Zach showed what people want him to show. Somebody was talking crazy, said he talked back. He stood up for what was going on. Mm-hmm. That's what people want. They just want it on the court, and they want all this other stuff. But, yeah, man, like what you said is spot on. It's spot on about just wanting some type of reaction. A lot of the times when I see that, I look at it as fake hustle. I don't want your fake hustle. I don't want you to throw something or yell just to do it. Even when I talk about hard fouls and all this other stuff, almost immediately, I'd be like, all right, but that ain't going to change the outcome. At the very least, a hard foul might change the outcome. Whereas if you knock somebody down, you might make them rethink about coming through there again.
Mm-hmm.
They might be like, oh, Russ is crazy. I ain't going to just go through this lane no more. Maybe I'll do this pull-up jump shot.
Side note, Russ's face during that whole video.
That's a meme. I already got it saved in
like,
the phone.
Nobody in the league creates better memes than Russell Westbrook. But the fact that they have isolated still shots and videos of Russ during that entire exchange is hilarious.
Oh, man, that was some classic stuff from Russ. But it's just like, all right, man, like I just want you to play better. And here's the other thing. Me from my seat yelling at you isn't going to make you play better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's you going to play better or not. This is what it comes down to. So the whole moral of the story is like, yeah, Zach LaVine, for a number of different reasons, it's almost to the point. It depends on what you can put up with for $47 million. I was going to say, it's almost to the point where I'd at least have the conversation about even picking up this option. Like I would just want to be gone. I would just want to be gone. Like this is a bad situation for me. And I'm not saying it's anybody's fault or nothing like that, but I'm just, if I'm here, this is just a bad situation for
me. It requires a conversation with Rich Paul. But we talked earlier to both on the insiders on the handoff and then here about, yeah, I'd like to see a change to the starting lineup. I don't need to see a wholesale change. I don't need to see Maxine Reno in the starting lineup. I don't need to see Max and Neek and Keon all in the starting lineup, but I would like to see one of them. And the one that makes the most sense to me is Neek. Mm-hmm. And in that regard, especially with the way that you just outlined the situation with Zach LaVine, moving Zach LaVine to the bench and starting Neek and playing Neek starter minutes,
mm-hmm.
And I understand if you're Doug, that is essentially, that's waving the white flag on this season. Mm-hmm. It's saying we're probably going to do things a little bit differently moving forward. And Kings fans would be like, well, that's fine because what you're doing really isn't working. And amazingly, they're falling further and further back from the plan. Even when it was bad a week ago, like, yeah, they're like a game out of the play-in. It must have been the right combination of winning and losing, because now it's like they're three games back, and that feels like an insurmountable deficit for this team right now. But I'd call Rich Paul, Zach's agent, Zach LaVine's agent, be like, hey, we're going to do everything we can to trade him, but we're going to have to start taking this season in a different direction. Again, we're going to do everything we can to do right by you and right by him, and I give you full permission to work with any team out there to help us orchestrate a trade, but this is what we have to do moving forward. Scott, this is the, to me, we're entering the waters that I think are the biggest difference between this front office and the previous front office. I don't believe those conversations could be had by the previous front office. I believe those conversations can be had by this front office and maintain relationship with Rich Paul and other agents around the league, that it's just, this is how we're going to do things moving forward. And, you know, Chris's message on YouTube immediately catches my eye. Kings don't owe Rich Paul a damn thing. Chris, you do not understand how this league works, my dearest brother. No, they don't owe him anything, but Scott Perry is a good enough general manager to place that call to Zach LaVine's agent and tell them what they're doing moving forward and allow Rich to explore options for his client. Because in the situation you just presented, and here's a scenario that I don't think a lot of Kings fans realize, you might want to trade Zach LaVine. You might even say, we'll take a bad deal to trade Zach LaVine. That doesn't mean you're going to be able to. So if Rich is allowed to do his due diligence above board from here moving out, the idea of Zach LaVine not picking up that player option next year, oh, that's significantly more in play. And if Zach walks away for nothing, not a single fan will care. And all that will happen will be is, what was De'Aaron Fox traded for? And the answer will be very literally nothing. He was traded for nothing.
Two first-round picks?
Isn't it? Didn't one convey immediately to a second rounder?
No, well, that would be three, because one was Charlotte's. They got,
but wasn't that the one that turned to a second?
Yeah, but they got San Antonio's.
So it was for a first round pick.
Yeah, and they got Minnesota's
from the Fox trade.
Yeah, 2031 Minnesota first round pick, and they got 2027 Spurs first round pick, and then the other one was one from Charlotte that conveyed to the seconds,
like immediately, right?
Yeah, at the end of the season.
Hmm.
I believe I got that right.
I always thought it was the one plus the Charlotte one, but maybe that's correct. In any event, I feel like those are steps you can start taking. Mm-hmm. But it's tough for Doug because this is his chance to coach in the NBA, and it's not off to a great start.
Right,
and it's not off to a start that even promises a second opportunity.
And I would, you know, just trying to put myself in Doug's shoes. Yeah, you can. You know the only way to guarantee future employment is by winning.
Yeah.
You could have a conversation with Scott Perry and say, you know, no, we're all aligned and we're trying to build this thing. And, you know, it's okay if we're not good. We're going to stick with you. We're going to stick beside him. We're going to stick beside him. We're going to build this thing out together. You don't know that's what's going to happen. You could have the number one pick or whatever, or be that bad of a team. And after everything that's been said over the course of the last 8-9 months privately, he can come to you in June and say, you know what? I know what we talked about, but it's just not really working out. Your record was just a little worse than we thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't. So that could happen. And yep. If you're Doug, the only way that you can kind of have that stability in that position is to win. And the second that you say, okay, I'm going to let go of the reins and not worry about winning no more, is the second you give away control on your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy for guy in the chat or guy on Twitter to just be like, hey, just do this. This is this man's career. This is man's career. This might be his one shot. So, you know, you just never know. You never know. So I hope whatever's going on, they're locked in and Scott stays committed to that. But you just don't know.
Let's talk about something that'll make you and perhaps us a little bit happier, and it's the fact that the 49ers keep winning football games and the NFL is heating up. We'll talk about all that. Lots of different storylines. James Hamm will be with us at the top of the hour. There's so much more ahead. It's D'Lo McKay, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
20. Are you a elf on the shelf family?
Oh, yes, yeah. Elfie and Ellis are now wandering the house.
Okay,
shout out Elfie and Ellis.
So today, I'm learning. Today's the big day, right? It's the 1st of December. That's the day that it starts.
We started the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't
maybe
know
that's
what the formal one is or not, but I know.
Maybe that's the thing. It's just okay. So today's a big day for, okay, that would make sense if it started the day after Thanksgiving. The girls weren't here since Thanksgiving Day. Today will be the first day, and there was Katie ordered something, and it wasn't the right thing, and, like, we had to get an elf quickly. Mm-hmm. So the only one that I could get delivered in time was the Snoop elf on a shelf, but... There's a Snoop elf on the shelf.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a
Snoop Dogg or Snoopy?
Snoop Dogg.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like some of them, there's one that just has a gold chain. There's one that, in this one, I can't quite figure out. It's got a blunt, but there's a...
Oh, Merry Christmas, kids.
Yeah. Hey, don't misbehave. But we, I guess, we decided to just run to Target and get one and get it set up. And so... I guess now the next 24 days are getting the
elf on the shelf. They're gonna get.
I don't know the name of the new elf either.
Are they gonna get crazy? Like, you know, find them in the cereal box in the morning and stuff. You know, you got to do it daily.
Night, yeah,
you know
well, I mean? Well, I mean,
you're gonna have a knife.
I think it'll. I don't think we'll do that.
Well, they gotta be crazy.
Well, I don't know that we need to have the little elf have a knife, but we'll try to. We'll try to come up with some scenarios that are good for everybody. But yeah, I was told, okay, this starts. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. No, it's, here we go.
And now we're just kind of like on our way out of this whole thing, and now we got one that's just starting. Ellis is the new one. Ellis is Ryan's. But we were on our way out because Reese
is
13.
Oh, okay.
And now we've got the three-year-old who's like, oh, look at the elf.
And
now we got to do this for another 10 years.
Reese clearly doesn't have traditional Christmas beliefs.
Does he know the game yet?
I believe he does.
So he understands kayfabe?
I believe he does.
Okay.
If I ask him right now, he going to play stupid and be like, no, of course.
Uh-huh. But he knows.
That's what
when did you sense he started to know?
Maybe about 2-3 years ago.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know.
That was my guess.
I used to hold out so I could still get double presents.
Yeah, this is
like not. So, yeah, I still believe.
I didn't because Audrey's about to be. She's going to turn 12 in 2 weeks, which has created a whole gift giving situation. But she's going to be 12, and I asked like, hey, how much longer do we think we go along with this? And I don't know. Like,
as long as the kid wants to, I guess.
Yeah. Like she's, you know, she has a younger sister, so she's not like, oh, that's not real. And I don't think she would ever do that.
Yeah.
But I am just trying to figure out how to navigate all these waters.
Yeah. I wish I had answered.
So 2 years ago, he's 13. So she's 11 right now. She's going to turn 12 in 2 weeks. So that's about the time frame.
I mean, my guess would be, fifth, sixth grade, everybody starts talking. Even the people who don't, who are in class with them and they know what's really up, they spoil it for others. Mm-hmm. They're not their brother and sister, right? Like they'll spoil. They'll be like, "No, this is what really goes down."
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess.
I don't want to say too much because you know, just Santa, shut out. But my brother was talking slick one time, and my mom had to let him know what it was.
I now, having seen all parties involved, I can envision
no,
it.
Yeah.
I can absolutely envision it.
He was talking crazy. He's like, all right, you want to know what's going on?
Look, and look, there's a good number of people. Maybe everybody does, but you know, specifically for my community, who will let you know off the top? No, it's me.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm not giving this person the credit for what I do.
That's kind of how it went between my mom and my brother.
So, yeah, like, some people ain't never grew up with that. They're like, no, nah, this is what really happens. Two-year-old. This is what really happens.
Get that white man no credit for what I've been doing all year. I do love, like, we have presents under the tree right now, and I think that's pretty dope. Like, we got pretty far ahead on this. We had lists and apps and all of this stuff. So everyone, and our thing is like, okay, we can add gifts as we get them, but it has to be one for everybody. So it can't be, because we have wrapping paper for each person in the house.
Okay.
So it can't be, well, this person has four gifts down there and this person only has one. Mm. It's like those, they have to stay stashed away until it can be a reasonable number. Like, it could be 4 versus 3 or 3 versus 2 or whatever. It just can't be, you know, 5 and 1 or something like that.
Right.
But it was cool coming downstairs this morning and just saying, oh, this is dope. There's already a bunch of presents under the tree.
Yeah, we didn't get the tree up yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got the tree up, but no lights or ornaments yet. Been a busy time. You reading the text?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like paraphrasing, but yeah.
That's great. Jesse can't read what Mama Tapia said, but Lord have mercy. That's terrific. Absolutely terrific. Well, Santa doesn't get credit for the way the San Francisco 49ers are playing, but goodness gracious.
Look, this is one person who should get Quetta. I'll let you break it down, but
no. Go ahead. Let's go with it. This your bag.
No disrespect to anybody. First and foremost, it's the players. Players, this is on you. Players, this is on you. But you know
good
me.
Paraphrasing of the little badass kid who shouldn't get any presents.
Not a
this
damn
year.
Thing. I wonder where he's at now. That was probably about 4 or 5.
I was going to say, probably what, 14, 15?
Probably coach older, himself now.
He's probably closer to graduating. Because I would say
you
that
think that kid was 14 years old?
No, I think he was.
He was at least 13.
Yeah, I'd say 11 or 12. And that was when we started.
Yeah, that's
the show.
How old is that clip?
Let's just assume it happened when we went on the air. That's
five years ago. Yeah.
Give
it, okay.
Yeah.
I give it junior, senior. I get okay.
Might be buying beer by now.
McLovin.
You wouldn't strike me as someone who's watched Superbad.
Oh, it's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
It's a classic. Superbad
is funny. It's funny.
It's hella funny.
It's probably the funniest of that crew's movies.
I'll go with that, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Look, a lot of people will talk about Robert Saleh, and rightfully so. He's done a masterful job. But you can't have somebody getting all the blame when things go bad. And when things go right, look to give the credit to others.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how it's supposed to go. Kyle Shanahan is the reason. He's the boss. He's the captain. El Capitan. And the reason why this team is tougher than a $2 steak, the reason why this team is tied for the most wins in the NFC after everything that's gone on is because of young Shanny. Now, you know me, when things go bad, I'm like, well, it's not. Like Kyle Shanahan got his faults, but it's not all on him. There's this reason, there's this reason, there's this reason. And that's the same way that I feel when things are going good right now. Yeah, Kyle is a great coach, but this is going on. The players are doing this. Da-da-da. Give them credit, all this other stuff. But no. If we're going to blame him when it goes bad, he must get all the damn credit when it's going good.
Mm.
And that's where I'm at. It's Kyle Shanahan. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
I was thinking about something for just later in the week. Kings don't play tonight. They don't play tomorrow. They don't play till Wednesday. It's like we're like a quarter way through the season. We could probably think about like NBA award type stuff. Like what's it look like right here? I think one of the most fascinating conversations to have right now is Coach of the Year. And obviously you have Mark Daigneault and the 20-1 team. And I was just kind of like looking and I thought, man, Eric Spoelstra. Is there a conversation to have? Talk Eric Spoelstra win Coach of the Year. You know he's never won it? Eric Spoelstra's never
not
won Coach
even
of the Year.
On the Heatles.
Wow. Eric Spoelstra has never won Coach of the Year. And I thought, And as I was looking into that, like I immediately forgot about the NBA awards segment and started thinking about the parallels between Eric Spoelstra and Kyle Shanahan. How often is Eric Spoelstra referred to as one of the best coaches in the NBA?
Yeah, they say the best a lot of the time.
And he has been for years. It has been Greg Popovich and Eric Spoelstra at the top of every list, regardless of who was winning titles, who was breaking records. I've never heard that, and I don't mean this in any sort of slight. We've gone through a dynasty, and I have not heard Steve Kerr referenced in that conversation. Mm. And again, constantly, Eric Spoelstra is. Eric Spoelstra has been the one coach bigger than Jimmy Butler. I got completely fixated on, wow, the similarities between there's some similarities between Eric Spoelstra and Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan regularly referenced as one of the best coaches in the NFL. Never acknowledged with the award as the best coach in the NFL. And yeah, I'm with you. I'm perfectly fine in Kyle Shanahan having all of the credit. I think anytime you navigate multiple starting quarterbacks, like the fact that they had the season that they had going from Trey to Jimmy to Brock, and no one blinked an eye at what Kyle Shanahan. Most teams can't survive a quarterback change, much less two of them. I don't think any team in history has survived two quarterback changes and then found their franchise quarterback in the third. Now, there's hindsight involved in that, but I think a lot of people, you included, felt very confident about moving forward with Brock Purdy after that first year. Minimal credit to Kyle Shanahan for that. Certainly not to the ultimate acknowledgement. This team has been decimated by injuries on both sides of the ball. You have this bizarre Brandon Ayuk situation that was hanging over your franchise for about the first 11, 12 weeks of the season. I kind of feel like it's more, now that it's out in the open, it's just kind of out of play now. And you lost the heartbeat of your defense. You lost your best pass rusher. And here you are with...
You hadn't even had a bye week.
Right. You're going into your week 14 bye week.
I thought they stopped bye weeks 2 weeks ago.
Arguably playing your best football of the season. Yeah. And, yeah, he deserves a lot of credit. I want to make sure... Is this the last bye week?
It has to be.
Right, there can't possibly be a week 15 bye, is it? No, it's not.
Come on, man.
The 49ers, Giants, Patriots, and Panthers have the last possible bye week.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And the
Patriots and Giants tonight, though.
Yeah. Them. Shout out Jay Gayton, going to be in the building.
He will.
Yeah. The thing about, and I'll talk about the game last night real quick. Oh, no, I did want to say this. And this isn't fair. This isn't fair because everybody's plight is their own plight. Like, it's doesn't mean like, oh, you're not going through tough times because you're not going through what I'm going through. So I want to, not trying to make that comparison. But you know how much I scoff and roll my eyes when I'm watching a football game, an NFL game. And this happened on Friday when I was watching Bears-Eagles. Great job. That was a great placement for that game. I'm a big fan of the Black.
Oh, that was
game.
Yeah, that was fantastic. That was a good look.
Yeah.
That was a good look.
But you know how loud I scoffed in the living room and rolled my eyes, almost like the Undertaker?
Oh.
When they were like, oh, whoever the Bears defensive coordinator, he's just had to deal with so much. I mean, look at the notable guys who have been hurt this year, and it's like three of their starters. Oh, just, man, he's done a fantastic job dealing with so much and so much. Please, goodbye. Goodbye. Do you think I give a damn that you lost three starters? Goodbye, Al Michaels. Shut the hell up, Al Michaels.
Jeez.
Deal with what we've had to deal with this year. And then
dealing with KC?
Yes. Because okay. You've had to deal with me being frustrated.
That's facts.
Like Jim Calhoun once said, get the facts and then come back to me. Nobody want to hear that, Al Michaels. But once again, look, their plight is their plight. I'm sorry. That was just me venting.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.